Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Backshed Bible Study here, coming from Cliff's office this morning. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. It's Easter week, and we are continuing on our way in a series every day, taking us through the things that happened in that last week of Christ's life here on the earth. Welcome to the Backshed. First and foremost, I want to apologize to all of you faithful ones who have been watching along, and we did our Monday Backshed just as promised, and then Tuesday you showed up at 9 o'clock and there was nothing there. That was a problem on the Facebook side of things. I ended up recording ahead of time. I recorded Tuesdays on Monday, went to upload it to Facebook. I successfully got it onto our YouTube page, so it was there, but the Facebook would not upload it. And I'm pretty sure, I'm not joking when I say this, that Facebook does not like the Backshed logo. So I had to deal with that little problem. And the reason that I ended up recording ahead of time was because we took the day off yesterday. Our family went out for a getaway to celebrate my daughter's birthday, as well as just some time since all the kids are out of school. So we were gone yesterday, went up to a little wild animal park near Oroville, which was really cool. Someday I'll tell you more about that, maybe get you some pictures. But in the meantime, for those of you that are saying, Cliff, come on, what happened to Tuesday? I'm going to include Tuesday's just some bits of the content in today's, and then jump into Wednesday, which is great because there wasn't a ton of things that happened. There weren't a ton of things that happened on that Wednesday. So we can kind of fall back into Tuesday for a couple of minutes, and then we'll jump into Wednesday. So if you're following along on Monday, Jesus cursed that fig tree. On Tuesday, the disciples were heading back from the Mount of Olives, and that where Jesus had been staying. He would retreat there every evening and spend the night with his disciples and then come back down into Jerusalem. And as they were heading back to Jerusalem, they discovered that fig tree completely withered. Pretty cool. And from there, they headed on over to the temple. And as Jesus went into the temple area, he had all kinds of teaching that he was doing at that time. And so he really was being very public at this point. And in so many ways, it was stirring up the religious leaders. They could not handle it because he obviously, on Monday, he had cleansed, or on Sunday, he had, Monday, I'm sorry, he had cleansed the temple and turned over the tables of the money changers and so on, exerted his authority. They're questioning his authority. And then he, as they question his authority, he tells the parable of the wicked tenants, which really is about the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, that they are taking care of God's people, and yet they are letting the enemy in. So some amazing teaching. One of the things that I pointed out as I was looking at this was in, you can find it in Luke chapter 20, verses 19, when they asked him about paying taxes to Caesar. They were really looking for a way that they could catch him in a lie or in a something that was contrary to Scripture. And Jesus's answer was fantastic. And what I told people in the recorded version that I had for yesterday, for Tuesday, is this is my basis theologically for why one should tithe before taxes. You know, if you're going to tithe the 10% or whatever that amount is, that you do that before taxes are taken out, because Jesus comes out and he says, listen, render under Caesar's, to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And so that, yes, you know, taxes is something that you pay, We very, all of us very reluctantly have been doing that this month and last month and next month. But what we give to God is God's, right? And so give as much as we can. There you go. Sadducees asked about the resurrection, and they don't believe in the resurrection. And so there you have a little bit of a stir happening there, because they refuse to believe that that is there. So again, they're all trying to catch him in a trap. And then Jesus warns them about the scribes, about the hypocrites. And then we see in chapter 21 of Luke, and in yesterday's video that I recorded, I did all this out of Mark, but I'm doing the Luke one right now because they're parallel passages. And in Luke 21, Jesus and his disciples are standing there. They look up and they see a rich man putting gifts into the offering box to be seen in so many ways. And they see a widow put a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He says, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all she had to live on." And so there is that part about sacrificial giving, that sometimes our giving needs to hurt. Sometimes our giving needs to be done in a way of faith, where in this case, she didn't know what she was going to live on. She gave all of the money that she had to live on to the temple there. And Jesus made very clear note of that. I think that's something we all can learn from. And then, let's see if there's any... this was super interesting, is Jesus started to warn of the things that were going to happen in the future. And this is in chapter 21 of Luke, verses 10 through 19. And in there, he talked about what they're going to do, that they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, deliver you to the synagogues and prisons, bringing before kings and governors for the sake of Jesus's name. This will be your opportunity to bear witness, he says. Settle it therefore in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. That Jesus will give them the words to speak when they're undergoing the persecution, when they are asked to give an account for Jesus. And he says, you'll be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated for my name's sake. But not a hair on your head will perish, but by your endurance, you will gain your lives. And some of you have heard me say often that one of the prayers that I often pray for people when they're going through hard times is I pray for endurance for them. And this is one of those things that a guy I know years ago used to talk about this. He's like, let's stop praying for healing. Let's pray for endurance through suffering. Not to be delivered from suffering, but to be able to endure through suffering. And he says, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. Super interesting there. He goes on to talk about the fall of Jerusalem, the coming of the Son of Man. He tells the lesson of the fig tree and then warns them. And this gets us into the Wednesday section, as we get down to Luke 21:37, and it says, "And every day he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet, on the Mount of Olives," which for those of you that watch along from time to time, you know, we talk about the geography of Jerusalem and the area around it. And so the Mount of Olives is going to be on the east side of Jerusalem, and it is separated by the Kidron Valley, and so you go down through the Kidron Valley, and it's in so many ways it's just a creek that runs down through there. It's not a big area, and the walk from the temple area up to the Mount of Olives might take you 45 minutes or something. It's not a long walk. I mean, we got from the Garden of Gethsemane up towards the temple area in about 15 minutes. So it's not a big long walk to get to these places, to just kind of help you with your perspective of it. But interestingly enough, and here's the other thing that's happening on Wednesday, is while Jesus continues to spend time in the temple and he's teaching, and again, he's really kind of starting to point toward the end, point toward the end times and when things are going to get hard. And as he does that, we find this in chapter 22, verse 1. Again, we're in the Gospel of Luke today. It says, "Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people." There you have it. Because at this point, while Jesus is doing this teaching, the religious leaders can no longer handle the fact that this guy is there, influencing the people that they believe should be following them. And so they fear the people, they fear the influence that is happening to the people. And so they want to remove that influence. They want to remove Jesus. And we all know that that's not possible. We all know how it works in the end. And yet at the same time, I think it's important, if there's a my takeaway for today, it's this, that that with those religious leaders, it said they feared the people. We need not fear people. Whether, we need not fear this culture and the people in this culture going one way or another. That is something we don't have to worry about. God is in control of that. And that's why you can see over my right shoulder here, beautiful spring going on in outside of my office here. But we have some signs out there in our parking lot there. And one of them, as the shot opens up there, it says culture right there. It says culture. And that's one of those things as a church. We want to not be afraid of what's happening out there in the culture, to not fear what people are doing in this culture, but to engage in such a way that people will hear and see the gospel of Christ being lived out in our daily lives and desire to be a part of that. So don't live in fear today of what the people are saying. That's something we can take to heart. We don't have to live in fear of what all the people are saying or thinking or even doing. God's got that. He's in control. Even though in this case, as Jesus was teaching in the courtyards of the temple, that there was a plot to destroy him that was happening at the same time, he kept going. So that is Tuesday and Wednesday in the Passion Week. Things start to heat up tonight into tomorrow, Wednesday into Thursday, as the disciples start to prepare for the Passover and the Passover meal that they will be having with Christ, and then into Thursday with the various things that happen on Thursday, or what they call Maundy Thursday. We have the Last Supper. The discourses in the upper room. We have Jesus praying late into the night in the Garden of Gethsemane. Those are the things that we will check in on tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock back here on the West Coast. For those of you watching along in the East, as we have Sean watching today, noon your time, Sean. So we will be back here. Look forward to that. Let's pray, and then we'll close it off for today. Thank you, Lord, for again this Passion Week and the things that we have to learn by what happened to Jesus in that week. And I pray that every single one of us that comes across this will be confronted with the truth of your gospel, your redeeming grace, and that Lord, we would not be afraid of people today, that we would not be afraid that that they are powerless over you, that you, Almighty God, you are in complete control. And because of that, we can have confidence and trust and not fear. What a great way to start today, Lord. We lift this day up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you for joining me today. And we'll be back here, I promise, unless Facebook blocks me out some way. We'll be back here tomorrow at 9 a.m., right back here in my office. Hope you enjoy it. Notice, got some things organized over here. Gotten into organizing mode this week. Should be fun. All right. God bless you all. Have a good day. See you next time. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining me for the Backshed Bible Study Podcast today. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. The Backshed is hosted by yours truly, Cliff Carey, and is a ministry of Sunrise Community Church in Fair Oaks, California. The Backshed Bible Study can be viewed live every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Facebook at facebook.com/sunrisecommunityonline. All video episodes are also available at youtube.com/sunrisecommunitychurch. For more information about Sunrise and its ministries, go to www.sunrise.church. We hope you're able to join us again next time here in the Backshed.